Okay, this is March 30th, 1994, mm-hmm. and I'm at the home of Gus McGee on South Elkins, West Virginia. Well, Gus, what I wanted to talk to you about was, I know there was a lot of music in your family. Mm-hmm. Did your dad play music? Mm-hmm. Did your father play music?
Oh, yeah.
And what was his name?
Ballard.
Ballard? Ballard McGee?
Mm-hmm. He played the banjo and played the fiddle and, uh-huh. and the piano, too.
Is that right?
He's played pretty good.
Now, did you learn a lot of music from your father?
Hmm?
Did you learn a lot of music from your father?
No, I learned most of mine from my uncle, Wren.
Wren?
Yeah.
Is that W-R-E-N?
Yeah.
Wren?
I learned most of it from him.
Uh-huh. And he also played the banjo, I think, someone
yeah,
told me.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, how about your grandparents? Did they play? Your granddad?
No, I don't know whether he did or not.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know. He died before I was known anything much.
Uh-huh. Do you remember what his name was?
No, I don't. Don't remember.
Did he live on Becky's Creek?
Hmm?
Did the McGees live on Becky's Creek?
They lived on McGee Run.
McGee Run, yeah.
Yeah.
That's up off of Riffle Creek?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Is the old home place still up there?
Mm-hmm.
Is the old home place still there?
Yeah, it's still there, but the house is tore down.
Is it?
Yeah. All the McGees lived up on up that holler after
uh-huh.
left the road up there cheating.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. When you were you living... When you lived up in McGee Run, where did Wren McGee live?
He lived up there.
He lived up there too.
Him and his uncle, or him and his brother Ed, they lived right down below us. His mother died, and they stayed there.
Uh-huh.
They lived there for a long time.
Were they bachelors?
Huh?
Were they bachelors?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, they stayed there at the house by themselves.
Hmm.
And then Wren, he got married, and he had a bad tooth.
Is that right?
And had fooled around with it and took blood poison in it and died. He'd only married about 6-7 months, and he died.
Huh. Boy, it's a tough way to go, I guess.
Huh?
Tough way to go.
Yeah.
Now, do you know... Would you have any idea where Wren got his music?
No, I don't. There's some old man played, come from some other country somewhere and played some.
And who was that? Do you remember?
No. I don't remember. But Wren, he got the most of it by his own self. He's just naturally born in it.
Uh-huh. And he played banjo, too.
Yeah.
What style did he play? The clawhammer style?
He played either way.
Did he?
Yeah.
Hmm. Now, I've heard, I think it was old Kearns Hammonds told me that Wren McGee was about one of the finest musicians he ever heard.
He was the best I ever heard.
Yeah. Now, can you remember what pieces he played?
No, he played Old Birdie and All Smiles and I don't remember anymore.
Mm-hmm. Did he tune up in the high key?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Played in some of those tunes? I remember you played in Sally Ann.
Yeah, he played Sally Ann and Round Town Girls and Soldier Joe and
uh-huh.
all them pieces.
Gus, did you ever run into old Ed and Hammonds?
Hmm?
Did you ever run into old Ed and Hammonds?
Oh, yeah.
What can you tell me about Ed? What can you tell me about Ed?
Well, I've heard him play the fiddle a lot.
Is he good?
Yeah. And I played the fiddler's contest one night over here, and he's kind of down, didn't have nice clothes on or nothing. And they give me the first place, and then the fella come around and asked me if I cared if he'd give it to Eden, and said he looked like he needed some money. I told him no, I didn't care. So they give it to him, and he went right straight down out of the liquor joint and stayed there till it was gone. Yeah. Yeah, the fella from Fairmont was having it, and he wanted to know if I cared if he'd give it to him. Said he looked like he needed it, and I said, yeah, I'll go ahead and give it to him. He did, and then he just got out of there, went right down to the old liquor joint. Stayed there till it was gone, and give fellas drinks and stuff.
Now, where was that contest? Where was that contest?
It was down in Elkins.
Was it?
Yeah.
Forest Festival, or?
No, at the high school there. That's when they get in there. No, they just had one.
Did you ever hear the story about Eden leaving his wife?
No.
Never heard that one?
No, I never heard that one.
I heard something about him leaving his wife over the fiddle. She wouldn't stand for him playing, and he wouldn't quit. Did he live around Mill Creek somewhere? Did he live around Mill Creek somewhere, Eden?
Yeah, he lived he lived up in the mountains somewhere. I forget where. Up above Huttonsville, up in there somewhere. He lived in some mountain up there. Up somewhere up on Cheat Mountain there, he had a house or something.
Who else lived around you, Gus, when you were young that was in the Huttonsville Mill Creek area? Who else lived around there that played music? Was there a lot of them?
Yeah, there were several. I can't remember, just my uncle, Dave, he played music.
Dave McGee?
Yeah, he was a good old-time fiddler. He played the old-time way. He played a lot.
How about the Johnsons? Did you ever know some of them?
Yeah. That's Cletus Johnson, I knowed him.
And let's see, is there Arthur D., I think he's still living. Arthur D. Johnson.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I met Arnold Van Pelt one time. He had some music in that family, wasn't there?
Yeah, Arnold used to play with me a lot.
Did he?
Yeah. He played the fiddle some. He died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he had a brother that played, I think.
Yeah, Arnold.
Lilburn.
Lilburn. Yeah, he played the fiddle.
I'm looking at that fiddler's contest on the wall there. Is that the, was that the first?
That's the first one I ever played there.
Yeah? That the, is that at the Forest Festival?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah.
You remember what you played?
No. No, don't remember. I know 100, I know the 130-some tunes, and I forgot so many of them.
Huh.
I forgot a lot of them.
Did you ever set them down on a list?
Yeah, I got them all wrote down.
You still do?
Yeah.
Huh. How many fiddles did you make, Gus? I know you made some.
Well, I made two or three after I quit counting when I had 30-some. 34, I believe I had it when I counted. And I made three or four after that, and I never set them down. Mm. Right close 40.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Made 24 mandolins.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that the A style?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
I made two guitars.
Was there ever any black people around Mill Creek in Huttonsville that somebody told me that there was, played some music or something?
No, there wasn't none played any music.
No.
There's only one old fella lived there. Colored fella, but he never played nothing.
Did you ever play for dances much?
Oh, yeah. I played one time up at the... up at Daly, down at Far Hall. I played one time for 2 years there. And three nights a week, and never missed a night. Two years.
Huh.
And they were paying me $7 a night. And there's a fella, and I forget his name, him and his wife, they told him they'd play for $4. So they told me that they was going to let them have it. They need the money, and they let them have it. So if I didn't care, I told them, well, go ahead, let them have it. So they went down, I didn't go that night, and they went. And they was both drunk. They couldn't play. They tried it, but they couldn't do nothing on them. And then the fella that owned that I played for before, he come after me, wanted me to go back and play back again. And I said, no. He wouldn't let me stay while I was there. And I said, I ain't going back anymore. So they quit. They said they just quit.
Hmm.
That fella, they couldn't play. They got drunk.
Hmm. Hmm. What year were you born, Gus?
Hmm?
What year were you born?
1905.
Yeah? When's your birthday?
15th of June.
Yeah?
I'll be 89, 15th of June.
Good for you.
Yeah. Getting up there pretty good now.
Yeah. Do you, I know you made some rifles too, didn't you?
I made 44.
44.
44 muzzle loaders, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What kind of barrels did you put in them?
Huh?
What kind of barrels did you put in them?
Barrels?
Yeah.
I ordered the barrels. Mm-hmm. As made, factory made.
Uh-huh.
Fella from Buckhannon, he made the barrels.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd order him, he'd send them over and bring it over.
You remember his name?
No, I don't.
It seems like I've heard of him. Andy somebody, or?
No, I don't remember.
Hmm.
There's fine barrels of them. Oh, there's nice ones.
Mm-hmm.
I got high as $800 for guns.
Wow.
And
still have one?
Hmm?
Do you still have one, any?
No, I give my son the last one I had.
Did you?
He said he'd like to have one. He lives at over Clarksburg. I forget where he lives now. And I told him, well, I'll just give him that. And I'll give it to him.
Mm.
It was a pretty one.
Mm-hmm.
But $800 the most I ever got out of one.
Yeah, I've seen one or two of yours around. They're nice guns.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen one or two of yours around. They're nice guns.
Yeah, they was really good ones. Yeah.
Do you still keep a shop at all?
Hmm?
Do you still have a shop?
Yeah, I have a work room in there.
Mm-hmm.
Have you worked on any fiddles lately? You still do that?
I ain't worked on enough for a while. About 2 or 3 months back since I fixed one up for a fella.
Mm-hmm.
I still bring one once in a while.
Getting back to your music in your family. You said your dad was a fiddle player. And your uncle was a fiddle player.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Oh, I had four. I had four uncles, and they all played.
Is that right?
Wirt played fiddle.
Wirt?
Wirt McGee.
Wirt?
Wirt.
How do you spell that?
W-O-R-I-C-K.
Wirt, uh-huh.
He played the fiddle some.
Uh-huh.
And all of them played but one, Ed. Mm-hmm. He didn't play.
Mm-hmm.
Ren and Dave and Warwick, my dad, they all played.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was the little best fiddler of the bunch. To Ren. Ren, he come in on them and he took over.
Mm-hmm.
He was a fine fiddle player.
Who were your mother's people?
Huh?
Who were your mother's people?
Yeah, my mother was a Newhouse.
Newhouse?
Uh-huh. Her dad was George Newhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had a brother, George, and he died.
Mm-hmm.
And had some girls. They died. They all died. They had five girls, and they all died. And her dad's buried down there at Mill Creek.
Mm-hmm.
You have any idea where the McGees came from before they come into that country?
Yeah, I know. I know if I can think. Sweden.
Sweden?
Yeah. Yeah, I come from Sweden.
Hmm. Now, who told you that? Or how'd you?
I hear them talking.
Any of your people get involved with the Civil War? Did they talk about that?
Mm-hmm.
Any of your people ever talk about the Civil War? And were they into that?
No, they used to talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know anything about what side they took or anything?
Mm-hmm. No.
Well, do you remember what the first tune you ever played was on a fiddle, Gus?
No, don't know. I don't remember.
Hmm.
And you learned the fiddle first. That's the only instrument you play is a fiddle?
Mm-hmm.
You learned to play the fiddle before you learned to play anything else?
Yeah, that was the first thing I ever learned to play on.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever play any music with Currence Hammonds? Did you ever play any music with Currence Hammonds?
No, I never played none with him. I've been places where he was at and mm-hmm. played, but I didn't ever play with him.
Mm-hmm. Years ago, did they ever, before you had dances like at the fire halls and stuff, did they have a lot of dances at houses?
Mm-hmm.
Did they do that up where you lived?
Yeah, that's a lot of houses. People had dances, and I just play all around or play a lot of places.
Mm-hmm. Who's the best dancer you ever saw? Who's the best dancer you ever saw?
Well, I don't know. I've seen some good ones.
Yeah?
I don't remember any of them.
I've had people tell me about Gander Digman.
Gander. He's a good one.
Was he?
He was good, yeah. I'd forgot about him.
Anybody else come to mind who was good?
No, I don't remember. I played up there at the Dalitz at Far Hall 2 years, 3 nights a week, and never missed a night for 2 years.
And they'd have dances in the middle of the week and get a crowd there.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, they had 3 dances a week.
Now, would it be all square dancing, or would they have round dancing too? Or?
Yeah.
They had round dancing too? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
About what year would that be?
Mm-hmm.
About when was that?
Oh, I don't remember. It's been a good long while ago. Back, I'd say around in the 40s.
Yeah. Was there any people who were the good figure callers?
Yeah, but I forget who there was. Had some good figure callers, but I forget who. I don't remember none of their names.
Mm-hmm. Did they call the figures from the floor, or did they call over the microphone?
Yeah, from the floor.
From the floor.
Yeah.
Uh huh. And would they usually dance like 4 couples in a set?
Mm-hmm.
All the dances were like that.
Yeah.
Do you remember what any of the dances were?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what any of the dances were? What the figures were?
No, I don't. There's so many of them I forgot. I don't remember any of them.
Hmm. Did people have special tunes they like to do for certain dances? Or just...
No, most of the time it's just whatever you want to play is good, good dance tunes.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes they'd ask you to do something out there.
Hmm. So if you played a square dance, would you always play a round dance in between the next square dance, or...?
No, sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes.
They ever have singing?
No.
That was a fire hall where you played?
Hmm?
You played at a fire hall there in Daly?
Yeah. Yeah. Had a big crowd there every night.
Hmm. Huh. That area up there where you lived, where you grew up, is that National Forest now, or is it still in private?
You know, somebody bought that. I don't know who it was.
Is there some sods up in there?
Huh?
Is there a sod up in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The place where I was raised, it's just sold. I don't know who owns it now.
Mm-hmm. They have a school up in there somewhere?
Yeah, they had one there. And a school up next up for the teat.
Uh-huh. How far did you get in school?
About a mile and a half or 2 miles.
Uh-huh. How far did you get in school when the grades?
Mm.
How far did you get to go to school in the grades, though? Did you go to high school?
I didn't go to high school.
Uh-huh.
But the ones that went to high school were about 2 miles.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to the 8th grade, or?
Mm-hmm.
What did you work at then?
Oh, I've done a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Worked on sawmills and then painted houses. I painted houses for 40 years.
Yeah.
And helped build houses. And I done a little bit of all kinds of work.
Hmm.
I helped my dad build a lot of houses.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty fancy knife.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Son-in-law bought me that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I played a lot of places. I played in a lot of places.
Do you know how old you were when you got started playing?
12 years old.
12? Were you out of school by that time?
No.
Did you ever play in school? Did they ever have you bring the music to the schoolhouse?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, they had another boy or two there played some. Just played guitar or something. We played some.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Now that place where you lived, was it a farm? Did you have a farm there that you kept up to, or?
Yeah, it was a mountain farm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you keep?
Hmm?
You had to keep sheep or cattle or anything?
We had some cows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Horses.
Mm-hmm. Did your family ever do anything special around Christmas time? When you were a kid?
Mm-mm. No.
Would they have a tree?
Yeah, they always had a tree.
Yeah.
Just around home there to fix up a few things.
Mm-hmm. I guess that country's Mill Creek and Huttonsville changed a lot since you've been.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't look like the same place.
Is that right?
Big store burnt down where.
That's right.
I used to go to the store. It burnt down. I lived in Huttonsville there a while, and I worked at Mill Creek.
Mm-hmm.
On the sawmill.
Mm-hmm.
or on the lumber yard, pile of lumber.
I notice you got some old clocks around here. Did you fix clocks?
I used to.
Did you?
Yeah. That belongs to my son-in-law.
That one there? Did you make that?
Huh?
Did you make that?
I made part. I made all them little hinkies and put on them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He buys all of them he can find, old ones, and has them fixed up.
Uh-huh.
I could have got $800 for that, and better off me $800 for it, but I told him it wasn't mine.
Did anybody, getting back to the music, Gus, did anybody in your family do any singing?
Mm-mm.
Didn't do any singing?
No.
They ever have any trouble with it? Well, I don't know. Was the prison there when you were when you were young? Was the prison there at Huttonsville, or has that come since then?
Yeah, it's come in there after. I don't know how old I worked at.
I worked there
for about a year.
Uh-huh.
Prison guard. I was a guard there for about a year.
Hmm. Ever get any trouble?
Oh, they had plenty of trouble.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's hard to manage.
Yeah.
I lived up on Becker's Creek then.
Uh-huh.
Hmm. Stand up and play it.
Okay. Thank you. Sally Ann?
I don't know if I get it or not.
Thank you.
Something like a
Cumberland Gap.
I forget what it is.
Is that a clog? Is that a clog tune? I noticed you had a couple of different clogs. You had a Mitchell's clog. You had one called Mitchell's clog and one called Bateman clog. You know which one that one was?
Bateman.
Bateman clog. Good. How about that hawk shot a hawk's got a chicken? Do you remember that?
No, I don't. Let's see.